You're listening to SBS News.
In Indonesia, there are growing reports of people collapsing on the street from respiratory failure. A number of videos circulating on Twitter purport to show just that, with close to 700 confirmed cases and at least 55 fatalities, the death rate in Indonesia is among the highest in the world. But as of the weekend, only 2,500 tests had been conducted in a country of 260 million people. Ahmad Sarif, a Jakarta-based analyst with Bauer Group Asia, cites a large number of undetected cases as the reason for the high death rate.
The government is not doing enough tests for the for its people. Tests being conducted mostly in Jakarta. However, the spread right now is not only in Jakarta, it's going to West Java and also Bali.
The spread of infections in Bali is increasingly a concern for tourists. Mr. Sarif says earlier this year, at the peak of the outbreak in China, President Joko Widodo announced plans to offer incentives for travellers.
So this is like inviting people to go to Bali while many other cities in Asia are considering or already closing down its border.
Last week, authorities confirmed a French national who died in Bali earlier this month tested positive for COVID-19. For many tourists, leaving the island is no longer an option.
We are from New Caledonia and they decided to close our airport and so we can't go home anymore. We have to stay here.
The Indonesian government this week, however, ramped up its response. The 2018 Asian Games Athletes Village has now been turned into an emergency hospital, while a mass rapid testing program has been announced. That's expected to see an influx of cases. And Dr. Edi Surya Damawan from the Indonesian Public Health Association says that will put even more pressure on the already stretched health system.
Almost all the hospital is now overloaded by the patient. So that's the problem.
On Monday, a two-week emergency period was put in place, with people told to stay home from work. But with many still not adhering to the new social distancing measures, Dr. Damawan and others in his profession are urging authorities to tighten the restrictions to get people off the streets. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.